Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Thursday in the United States. That means it's time for the special Thanksgiving episode of Wake Up and Level Up. So glad you're here. This is a holiday where family and friends celebrate thanks to each other. So happy holidays to you and your family. One thing that we do, the Armstrongs do on Thanksgiving, but also weekly beyond the holiday, is to share with each other what we are grateful for and what wins we had last week that give us momentum and remind us that we are actually making progress. So what I want you to do is do what I do. Do what I'm about to do right now. Ask the family what they are grateful for. Take a listen. Okay, so Nicole, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for my family, my health, the roof over my head, the food on my table, and my bills getting paid every month.
Damn, bills.
Bills.
Say it one more time.
Bills.
And Christopher, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for family, life, and faith.
Those are three good ones.
And music.
Chris, what's one thing that happened that's a win from last week?
Securing a gig for December.
Wow. Sounds good. When you share gratitude and reflect on a previous win, you focus on what is working and what made you happy. This is extremely important because we are wired to remember what we haven't completed, what is still outstanding. So this subtle practice done consistently over time really starts to change your whole perspective. But let's go a bit deeper with this whole thing, because positive psychologists say that gratitude is more than feeling thankful for something, that it's actually deeper appreciation for someone or something, which then produces longer lasting positivity. But if you look at the dictionary, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, gratitude is simply defined as the state of being grateful. Like, that's it. That doesn't tell us much about what gratitude really means, though. Most of us associate gratitude with saying thank you to someone who has helped us or maybe given us a gift. But from a positive psychology perspective, gratitude isn't just an action. Gratitude is actually a positive emotion, which is really important because emotions serve a purpose. Gratitude works because its purpose is a selfless act. Gratitude acts are done unconditionally to show people that they are appreciated and not because people are looking for something in return. However, you can get something in return when you are sincerely more grateful. Turns out, I looked up some research and found this out, that back in 2015, it showed that patients with heart failure who completed gratitude journals showed reduced inflammation, improved sleep, and better moods, dramatically reducing their symptoms of heart failure after only 8 weeks. We all know that there is a link between the mind and body, and here comes gratitude with like a double benefit. The feeling of appreciation when we are grateful helps us to have healthier minds, and with that comes healthier bodies. So I want you to take a moment right now and just say out loud three things that you are grateful for. Go ahead. I'll wait for you. Ready, set, go. Now, gratitude is one reason why I have a journal. Now, I haven't been as consistent as I should with it, but wow, is it refreshing to go back and see the things I was grateful for on different days of my life. If you don't do this already, you should put a gratitude journal on your holiday wish list ASAP. All right, so I want to give you a couple of actions for today. Number one, ask people to share with each other what they are grateful for. Number two, ask them what's the one thing you are most proud of or excited about from this year. Get people to share their happy life moments. Number three, you could even think about writing a thank you letter. Maybe you've neglected someone that you really need to say thanks to, you know, was really maybe especially kind or helpful to you. So don't focus on feeling bad about it. Just get into action mode. Just write them a letter explaining your gratitude. And if you can, deliver it in person. If you can't, go ahead and send it in the mail or email it. But whatever you do, reach out to the people who have helped you along your path. This weekend would be a great time to maybe sit down and write that letter. And if you need to, go back and listen to Monday's episode on Thanksgiving Day, Do's and Don'ts. You might want to share those 4 minutes with your family, like right after this one, so everyone has a gratitude-filled day and is on the same page. And do me a big favor. Tell all your family about this podcast and show them how to subscribe to it and rate it. Like, that would be awesome if the whole Wulu team, the Wake Up and Level Up team, is out there helping to spread the word of this podcast. We'd be hugely grateful for that, pun intended. All right, go and enjoy your holiday. Be safe. And I'll be here tomorrow with Freestyle Fridays answering all your questions. I'm about to throw down on this stuffing, this turkey. And oh, damn, these marshmallow sweet potatoes should be illegal. They so daggone good. All right, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Have a happy holiday. Be safe. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll be right back.